Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
You are a piece of crap.
You could feel good about the fact that once you're a piece of crap, you have carte blanche to be a piece of crap 100%. Because everyone considers you a piece of crap. It's just fine. You all think I suck? I'm going to show you how bad I suck. That's my opinion. But Melissa, apparently, she has a different opinion because she's tripping about this Wendy Williams story.
The Wendy Williams, this thing is really bothering me. So the story was that Wendy Williams is now living in a sober house, okay? Her husband has a mistress. We all know this already. But apparently now it's coming out that since Wendy's been in this sober house, the mistress is now going on vacations that the husband is paying for with Wendy's money.
Right.
Okay?
And how's that bother you?
How does that not infuriate people? Like...
Yeah, it's messed up. I mean, all the way around. It's horrible.
Very messed up. Like, yes, it's messed up to be the mistress in general. I get it. But at some point, shouldn't you, your mind and your morals tell you that you have to do the right thing? Like, when your husband's wife... Wait, when the guy you're cheating with's wife is now in a rehab facility.
That's when you should stop being a piece. You're going to be like, listen, I'm going to be a piece of crap, but only to a certain point. I'm not going to enjoy this nice Bora Bora vacation.
I feel like a lot of people make mistakes. You make mistakes.
On a daily basis.
Absolutely. Like, she could finally fess up and say, I made a mistake by starting to mess around with this married man. Now that it's getting serious and someone's life is potentially on the line, I should probably stop doing this. Not take his money and go on a vacation. Doesn't that...
I think there is so much more to this story that we don't know. There's all kinds of elements in here.
There is, but
that's why I'm not going to put all the blame on her. Yes, she's absolutely wrong, but...
Oh, no. Don't get me wrong. He's wrong, too. I'm just
saying...
He's the
most wrong.
100%. But... Someone needs to cut it off. And if he's not doing it, don't you think she should do it?
So if Wendy wasn't in the sober house and she took this vacation, that wouldn't be as bad? That's what you're saying?
I mean...
Then she could enjoy the vacation.
That's neither here nor there.
Yeah, then she could enjoy the vacation.
So no, I have to give a shout out to Sarah Caraballo on our Facebook page. And she put it very well because I actually posed... some sort of a question because I was trying to like figure out how to word this in my head. She said, it's never too late to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. And that 100% I agree with that. And Ramiro, what you're saying is so wrong. Like, you're pretty much like, hey, you already did something bad. You might as well keep doing worse things. No. Don't you think at some point you make a mistake and you say, you know what? I was wrong for this. It's ruining two people's lives. Let me make the right decision and do the right thing.
Absolutely. But you know what the problem is that people aren't allowed to make mistakes and move on. I think even if she came out and said something, people would still, Romero would still, like forever she's going to be labeled as that type of person.
100%. Like,
yeah.
If she came out and said, hey, listen, like if she did an Instagram story and was like, I had this amazing trip to freaking the southern coast of Italy scheduled. But I just found out that the guy who I'm cheating with, I'm sorry, the guy, you know what I'm saying. The guy, the wife,
this is
the,
so confusing.
The wife of the guy I'm banging is in the sober house. I can't in the good sense of my heart, I just can't take this vacation. So I'm just going to go back to my apartment this week. I just can't.
What's wrong with that? Like doing that?
Enjoy your day. It's not your fault that Wendy can't handle the cocaine.
Oh my God, Ramiro. You can't
now
really
we're blaming
believe.
It on Wendy.
Are we, yeah, so right?
Are we going to say, oh, well, what a good side chick you are?
No, not at all.
Come
it still
on.
Sucks what she's doing. But at some point, you have to realize, wow, this is really starting to affect people. Like, let's just cut this off.
Let me ask you this. So let's say, okay, so cheating on being the side chick in the Wendy Williams relationship puts her at a, like, -5, right?
Mm-hmm.
if she didn't take this vacation, you're telling me she'd go up to like a negative two, or would she stay at a negative five?
No, it just means that you are deciding that, listen, I am going to not be a part of this catastrophe anymore. It's obviously starting to affect people's livelihood.
She might have had this thing planned out for a month, Melissa, for all we know. You don't want to ruin her good time.
And even if you don't, you know everyone else is going to react the way that they're going to react. That do it for yourself. You know what I mean? Do it for yourself and say, I'm going to try and be a better person and not be involved in all this.
That's hogwash. And maybe if the weather out here
didn't...
Listen, if you were... This is going to be a sensitive subject. If you are or were a side girl...
Oh, yes.
You were a side piece. And you had to change your heart. Like, at one point, you were like, you know what? I can't do this anymore because of blank. I would love to hear the story.
What was the turning point for you?
What was the turning point?
Right, like what was the light bulb that went off and said, you know what? I really shouldn't be doing this. I need to stop.
Let's talk to... Hi, Tara. You were a side chick?
Yeah. Well, he was separated. So, you know, they were already separated. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. I felt bad after a while. And I'm like, you know, because he had kids. And the kids wanted to do things with mom and dad on the weekends. Mm. And I was just like, you know what? I go, I can't do this. I'm like, nope. You need to work things out with your wife.
Did they?
I don't really like kids either, so.
Oh, Jesus. So that made it easier for you.
So let's take the morals out of it. You just don't like kids.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, I felt bad, too.
Did they work it out?
Yeah, actually, they're happily together. I'm actually friends with the wife now and everything.
God. I love these stories. Oh my God.
Wow.
Hi, Bethany.
Hey, Romero. Congratulations on your baby boy.
Thank you very much. Do you know he slept? He was giving us 3-hour chunks of sleeping last night. I'm on cloud nine. But anyway, back to you being with a married man. What happened?
No. Okay, so I wasn't even with him. So I started dating this guy who I knew was living with his kid's mother. And, you know, I should have been smarter than that whole, oh, we're just roommate situation. But, you know, it was, like, very innocent. But then she figured it out and reached out to me. And she was so respectful in her approach that I was like, you know what? No, this is not me. I cannot. And I had to just let that go.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm thinking that maybe if she was, like, ratchet with it, I might have been like, oh, well, screw you. Yeah. But it was just her approach. You know, like, she was so respectful.
Like, you were like, just say one thing. Just say one thing. And she was like, listen, it just really hurts me that you're with my, because we're trying to work it out. He's the father of my daughter. And you know what? If you guys think you have something going on, by all means, stay with him. And Bethany was like, you bitch.
Right. I like you too much to do this to you, to keep doing this to you. So that makes sense.
Let's recap here. The first call, it was because... she hated kids. Let's be honest. It wasn't the moral thing. It was because she hated kids. And Bethany, it was because the mom hit her up and was nice to her. So maybe Wendy Williams, Melissa, in that scenario, should hit up the side piece.
And be nice.
She got other things to worry about.
She needs
to take care of herself.
Well, I mean, if she wants to save some money, just hit her up and be like, listen, I really appreciate if you just put this...
Stop going on vacations on me?
Yeah. Right now, my money's laid up in the sober house.
Right.
Can you just... You know what? You could take the vacation in June when I recover. Please.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.